And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around with us and keeping with the program. If you missed the first 10, our interview with Chris Page or the music news, you want to catch up on any of that, you can do so. Radio4all.net to download the program and podcast the show through iTunes. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well. We're getting ready now to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. The website is great. It has all kinds for you. And Brian will let you know what you find if you head over there.
Yes, if you've never checked it out, be sure to go there today. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every single week at that website, which once again is earshot-online.com. Or just type Earshot into any handy-dandy search engine you come across, and you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. We bring you selections from the top 20 every week, and we're about to delve in to the top 10. And many of those fine stations submitting their top 30 album charts every week are also airing partners of this program. So hello to you wherever you might be listening to the show. You can also find all kinds of other features on the website, such as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, reviews, interviews, and loads more. And also, you can find the listings on the very last page of Exclaim magazine.
You just go over that handy-dandy search engine. You won't be using Internet Explorer, though. That's obsolete. Do you know they're getting rid of that?
Yeah. I thought that it meant that they weren't going to make anything, but it just means they're going to make a new thing with a different name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
they just realized that that the name Internet Explorer has a bad reputation. So now they're going to make a new name.
It's going to be Explorer Internet. It's just going to be backwards. EI. And then they get sued by the government. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, you'd like some exposure, happy to do that for you. Feature. And we'll do an interview and play something from your latest release. We'll do that feature for you. And we do it every week. We've got some lined up for the upcoming weeks. And we'd love to chat with you as well. Talked with Chris Page in the first hour of the program. It was really great. We have the top 10 in this hour. And we've been talking about lots of movement. It's a big show. And we've got a new number two that could unseat our number one. I'm not saying it's gonna, but it could. But I'm not saying it's gonna.
Number 50, technically, it could also.
That's true. Our number one is a pretty big name. It's a household name in campus community radio programming.
Sure, yeah. That's fair.
I would say.
Yeah.
It's number one. Yeah. So we've got it all for you, and we're gonna kick it off right now with number 10.
All right, don't go anywhere. There's some really great music coming over the next hour of the show and all sorts of other things, as Anthony has mentioned. At number 10, they rise one spot. It's Twin River. Should the Light Go Out, You're Going to Hear Anything Good. White Horse after that, The One I Hurt, and that is off of Leave No Bridge Unburned. Last week, number 3 down to number 9. And Halifax's Moon at number 8, up for number 10, their self-titled debut, and you're going to hear a track called Dented in the Bag.
Here's Anything Good, Twin River. You're number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Let us see.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
I'm kicking it solo, unimpeded by this California breeze. I'm dreaming at you, and I know you are dreaming at me. Now I'm hollow and I'm empty, while the others, they are full up to the brim. And I don't begrudge you, darling, but I can't see where you're going with him. It's none of my concern, but baby, please don't make me ask you again. I break for the sound of thunder, I break for the smell of dirt, I break for the hand of misery, I break for the one I've had.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Seen them back before, but never
That was Dented in the Bag by Moon off of their self-titled debut, which is at number 8 this week, up 2 spots. Falling from number 3 to number 9 is the latest from Whitehorse called Leave No Bridge Unburned, and you heard The One I Hurt. And we started off this hour and that set of music with a track called Anything Good by Twin River. They're at number 10, up 1 spot this week, and that was from the album Should the Light Go Out.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking around with us and keeping up with what's going on in the charts. And I bet you also are interested to know what's going on in the world of music news. And of course, we bring that to you every week from Exclaim and Exclaim.ca. Stephen Karlick is on the line with us still. And more music news for this hour of the program. Kicking things off with a story that might shake some fans of Joni Mitchell as she's reported to be hospitalized.
Yeah, so it seems Canadian legend Joni Mitchell has had something of a medical crisis. Reports indicate that the 71-year-old was hospitalized after being found unconscious. TMZ reported that the incident occurred around 2:30 p.m. Pacific time on March 31st in Los Angeles. It seems she was in her home when the paramedics were called. Apparently, Mitchell was alert while being rushed to the hospital, but she went into intensive care, and appears that it's a fairly serious medical issue, although beyond that, nothing is known about why she was hospitalized specifically. Nobody from Mitchell's team has commented on the story. Meanwhile, the singer hasn't been particularly active in recent years. She hasn't released an album of new material since 2007's Shine, although she did curate a compilation of her own love songs back in the fall. But like you said, some unsettling news about one of Canada's greats.
Well, we hope that she recovers quickly, and hopefully it's not too serious.
Indeed.
Rolling Stones has some news coming out about tour, and also plans to reissue Sticky Fingers. I was trying to come up with a wet nap joke, but I couldn't come up with it in my brain.
It ended up getting stuck.
Yeah, it was stuck.
some more news about some rock and roll veterans. The Rolling Stones aren't showing signs of slowing down as they age. They just announced a 15-city summer stadium tour, as well as, like you said, plans to reissue their classic album, Sticky Fingers. Their new tour is called the Zip Code Tour, and it kicks off in San Diego on May 24th, and will wrap up with a sole Canadian date at Festival d'Été de Québec in Quebec City on July 15th. If you've never been to that festival, that's a good reason to go. It's very cool. You can get a very cheap wristband that lets you see a lot of incredibly huge and incredibly varied artists. A couple of us from Exclaim went last year, and the headliners we saw were Snoop Dogg, Lady Gaga, and Journey. On other nights, The Killers played AC/DC. It's sort of all over the map genre-wise, but it's very cool. It's a sea of people, and they all have light-up wristbands. So catching the Rolling Stones there would be very cool. The tour's name, the zip code, is a play on the Andy Warhol-designed cover of the band's 1971 Sticky Fingers album, which centers on the zippered crotch of a pair of jeans. That album will be getting re-released in a variety of deluxe formats on May 25th. It will include previously unreleased audio outtakes, as well as live recordings from London's Roundhouse in 1971. You can see all the dates of that tour at exclaim.ca, including a date in Detroit, if you're from anywhere in southern Ontario, as well as one in Buffalo. If you live anywhere else in Canada, you might be in for a long trip. But check out the dates at exclaim.ca and see where they're playing near you.
Exciting stuff. All right, we're going to round it all out with more festival announcements, more festival news. And this is pretty big, too. We're going to go from the East Coast all the way west to BC. And Pemberton Music Festival has announced their lineup.
Yes, they have. Last year, Pemberton Music Festival made its debut, and they previously confirmed that they'd be returning for another year in 2015, and now they have released the lineup of its sophomore edition. The festival will run from July 16th to 19th in Pemberton, BC, a couple of hours down the highway from Vancouver. And the lineup is very cool. It includes artists like Kendrick Lamar, The Black Keys, J. Cole, Hozier, Kid Cudi, Missy Elliott. That's a special one because she isn't playing a whole lot of festivals this summer. Weezer, Jane's Addiction, Passion Pit, MIA, Billy Talent, Chromeo, and a whole lot more. So you can see all of that at exclaim.ca. There's also an impressive comedy lineup with Tim and Eric, Cheech and Chong, Reggie Watts, Eric Andre, and Tig Notaro, who are all sort of comedy greats. So lots of cool stuff at that festival. The festival released a statement, quote, "We might be announcing our lineup on April Fool's Day, but we aren't joking around," said AJ Nyland of promoter Huka Entertainment. "The lineup is exceptionally deep, and each and every day will be full of surprises and special moments to match the magic of our beautiful Pemberton Valley Festival site." You can get tickets now, advanced weekend general admission tickets. General admission tickets cost $279, and early bird passes have already been on sale. Buyers must also get a camping or shuttle pass for $89 or a limited Go Green pass for $29. You can find more details about that at the Pemberton website and at exclaim.ca.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Stephen, for joining us this week, and we're going to throw it to you now for your song pick of the week. Interesting choice this week.
Thank you. This is from one of the albums I'm maybe most excited about this year. Sort of interesting because I am not the biggest fan of the band The XX, but one of its members, Jamie XX, has been doing some very interesting stuff in electronic music the last few years. He's released 3 12-inches with one or two songs on each of those. His first full-length is coming out this year, this summer, on June 2nd. It's called Colors. And the new single from it is called Loud Places. It features the singer from The XX, Romy Madley Croft, on it. It's 5 minutes of absolute excellence. I've been describing it to friends as somehow anthemic and chill at the same time. There's something perfect about it. It's called Loud Places, and it's by Jamie XX, and it's here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Take you to without me. When you come down, I won't be around.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Purity Ring, Modest Mouse, Tobias Gesso Jr., Cancer Bats, Action Bronson, Ibei, Heems, Laura Marling, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Shot 20. Number 6.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bunker Buster by Viet Cong. They're at number one for several weeks, but we had a new number one just recently, and we'll hear from them again at the top of the hour. But for now, they're at number six, down just one spot from their self-titled debut full-length album. At number seven, up from number four the week before, was Freak Heat Waves. Bonnie's State of Mind, Plastic Coated Dancers was the track. And as always, Stephen Karlick gave us his song of the week. And this week it was from Jamie XX, a new one called Loud Places.
There you have it. A few songs for you, a few tracks to get you grooving. It was good stuff. I feel like I'm going to argue you, Brian, because you said we're going to hear from our number one at the top of the hour. I feel like it's the bottom of the hour. Am I correct or are you correct?
I don't know. No one says bottom of the hour, do they? Is that a thing?
Well, it's the end of...
the end of this hour at the near the top of the next hour.
Yeah.
At the end of the program.
Anyway, we've got a few more tracks to bring you.
Don't fight with me, Anthony.
All right,
this
I'm
is
sorry.
Supposed to be a harmonious relationship.
I'm sorry.
Just,
every once in a while.
When we say wrong things, we're supposed to just back each other up.
Yeah, of course, at the top of the hour. All right, we've got a few more tracks to bring you, and that includes an interview with someone who's sitting at number two. If you haven't figured it out already, if you haven't gone to the website, you'll hear from him in a little bit. But first, we're going to bring you a segment that we like to do every week. Gives you a little insight as to what's going on below the top 20. Of course, the top 20 coming from the national top 50. We don't have time to play all those, but we like to let you know what's charting, what's debuting below the top 20. We call this...
it's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
There's 10 debuts this week below the top 20. All kinds of fine new records. We kick off the lowdown this week at number 49 with SARSFest Blank Flag, the debut 7-inch from new Toronto supergroup Lids, featuring members of Mets, Holy F, and Constantines. Up next at number 47 are the Vancouver-based self-professed world's greatest baseball punk band, The Isotopes, and their debut album, Nuclear Strike Zone. Following that, number 46 is F'd Up member Ben Cook's new dreamy indie pop solo album as Young Gov, entitled Ripe for Love. Searching for Zero is the fifth release from Toronto punk band Cancer Bats and lands at number 42. The forces that are King Kong and Barbecue Show have converged for their first album in 6 years, and Bad News Boys debuts at number 40. At number 35, we find Athens, Georgia indie rock band of Montreal and their 13th studio album, Oriette Gloom. Up next at number 37 is Juno Award-nominated Toronto-based R&B songstress Melanie Durant, who returns with a new album entitled Anticipation. Little Neon Limelight is the second album from Indiana roots rock quartet Houndmouth at number 35. At number 29, we find the sixth full-length album from Rhode Island noise rock duo Lightning Bolt. Fantasy Empire is their first recorded in a proper studio. And we close out the lowdown this week at number 27 with A Forest of Arms, the sixth album from Toronto folk rock ensemble Great Lake Swimmers, which will officially arrive through Network Records on April 21st. Songwriter Tony Decker cited his experiences with the World Wildlife Fund, through which he witnessed the impact of the BP oil spill, as well as the Northern Gateway pipeline controversy, as sources of inspiration for the band's new songs. And we'll probably hear more from them in the near future. I would say that one is probably poised to make it sway into the top 20.
Oh, you and your predictions. I also feel accomplished because I feel like I don't ever know where band names come from, but I feel like the Isotopes, they must watch a lot of Simpsons.
That's probably the case.
Because that was the name of the baseball team.
Yeah.
I win. This is our last show now because I feel so accomplished that I feel like I know where a band name came from.
You'll have to interview them, and then what if they tell you that you're wrong?
I'll cry. Tub of Ben and Jerry's with me. All right. A few more tracks. Here we go. We're going to kick it off with number 5.
All right. You're going to hear from Humans. Here's a track called All My off of their latest called Noontide at number 5 up from number 7.
All my
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Yo, cleanse me, clean me of my sour soul and vicious. My mind races from the satellite dishes. No technology, this world's corrupt. They can't feed me food for thought. I won't budge, I'm a twisted individual. They say critical, I say mugging on top of my pinnacle. Chessboards with swords, alphabetical darts. My clan is Bravehearts, I move like Paul Blart. Sloppy, go ahead and try to stop me if you can. Your casualties of war get left in the sand. I'm Iron Man, a stone-faced killer with a mask. Don't want the truth, then don't ask. You couldn't handle a task. Rigorous, my war face is one that God gave me. Evil cause I looked all bugged out and crazy. Dusted, embalming and fluid dripping from my nose hole. Stapleton nigga, never catch me wearing rose gold. Woo! Yo, yo, the CIA, DEA, and the feds, they got you bugged, son. Michael tripping your meds, wax like dreads, smoking rags on the list like Craig. Steroids in the chickens, why they feeding us eggs? Hot in the dish, snitch, I won't switch. Zen position with my finger on the trigger. Pure alkaline and fluoride, if you up. I seen a spaceship fly out the back of a truck. Diamond water, I've been splashed with the fountain of youth. Had a molar fall out, I grew in a gold tooth. Bulletproof, my clan swore to search through steel. I don't feel, I'm comfortably numb, stable to slum. Insomniac, I'm charged off the rays of the sun. You can't hold me, this is one on one. With the strength of 10 midgets, I'ma murder you, son.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Bad, Bad, Not Good, and Ghostface Killah with the title track from their new collaborative record, Sour Soul, up 2 spots to number 4. Also rising 2 spots, number 7 was Humans from Noontide. We heard All My.
All right, here we go. 3 more tracks, and we're going to kick it off with number 3 coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're going to hear from our number 2, Joel Plaskett. I'm going to give you the secret now. You're going to want to tune in. That interview is great. But first, your number 3, Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
All right, it was last week's number 2. It's B.A. Johnson from his new record, Shit Sucks. Here's a track called Wheels.
Seems weird you could die and nobody knows. That's just what happened to Odin Neil Hope. In a rooming house, Owen Hamilton. Wheels, he was gone. Wheels, he was forgotten. It wasn't his fault that Lucy wanted chips. Did not mean for his life to end up like this. Seems that life can be a series of tough blows. Is that all Wheels he did ever know? Living in Hamilton, working at Money Mart. That would be hard, super hard on anyone. People coming in saying, don't hitchhike to Port Hope, right before they cash their short-term loan. Wasn't his fault that Lucy wanted chips. Did not mean for his life to end up like this. Seems that life can be a series of tough blows. Is that all Wheels he did ever know? The grassy Wheels hitchhikes to see his dad in Port Hope, looking for a new star, looking for a new home. In real life was Neil, was he always looking, always moving around, was he always running? Wasn't his fault that Lucy wanted chips. did not mean for his life to end up like this. Seems that life can be series of tough blows. Is that all we'll see? He did ever know.
We told you it was a big show. We weren't lying. We have had lots of movement, including this next artist who has shot number two this week. And we're lucky enough to catch up with the East Coast icon. Joel Plaskett is on the line. And Joel, it's great to catch up with you again on the program.
Thanks, Anthony. Good to be here. Thanks for the call.
Joel Plaskett and the Park Avenue Sobriety Test is the title of your latest, which you released mid-March. What was the recording process like for the album?
It was different than any other records I'd worked on. For a lot of the record, we cut probably about two-thirds of the album live off the floor, including vocals. There's about 20 different people on the record, but the core emergency guys were there, but then there was a bunch of other players as well. And so we would set like seven people up on the floor of the studio, and then I was out in the lobby and doing vocals with a bit of isolation and playing guitar and stuff. So it was a really fun process because I've never really done a record where you kind of go into the control room and listen to a full take and go, okay, that's it. It's done. You know, we added some backup vocals here and there sometimes to embellish, but for the most part, the brass tacks of the tune was just laid down live.
And you worked with a number of guests, as you mentioned, on the record as well. Is there anyone in particular that you keep going back to that you've worked with and you want them to keep coming back time and time again?
Well, I mean, the guys in my band, Dave Marsh, my drummer, and my bass player, Chris Pinnell, played on a lot of the record. There's a handful of songs I played drums on, but those guys are on it a lot. But then Ian McGettigan, who used to play in The Emergency and also played in Thrush Hermit with me, he's one of my oldest friends and kind of collaborators. He's produced a number of records with me. He didn't play too much on the record. He played some congas, but he was there to help kind of produce it with me, and that was really fun because we have worked together a lot in the past, but it had been a few years since we've done anything together. So when McGetts is on board, it's always a total blast. But yeah, it was great because there was a lot of people I've made music with in various ways over the years, some people from back in the day, and then also some people from more recent years, like Mo Kenny sang some backup vocals on the record. I produced a couple records for her recently, so it was nice to just get a real variety of people from my kind of world of friends and musicians to be a part of the album.
And I had an opportunity actually to see you and Mo Kenny in St. John, which is where we're located for this program at the Imperial Theater. Both very good. It was an awesome show. So definitely a great artist, both of you.
Thanks. Yeah, Mo is fantastic.
So do you feel like your sound has diversified on this album compared to your previous releases?
Well, I think this record has maybe a bit. It touches down in a lot of the different places my previous records have touched down, so there's quite a bit of variety. I think it has diversified a little bit, at least under one umbrella. Being a record with, you know, there's some real folky, some real quiet stuff. It's pretty melancholy songs and some really fun songs, and they kind of coexist on the album, I think held together kind of by the theme of the record. But yeah, I just follow in my nose and trying to make songs that mean something to me. And I like variety in music, so I'm always trying to keep myself interested and yet somehow tie it together. So that's the challenge, is to not get too all over the map. Still have something that people feel is cohesive enough to be a record.
Well, it's a great record, and you're celebrating the release with a tour that kicks off in New Brunswick now with two shows, one of which is in St. John, and that's where we broadcast the show from, and then you move on from there. What's your favorite part of taking the show on the road?
Well, taking the stage and singing new songs to people, and it's great when the record's had a couple of months to be out, like it has in this case, because I'm hoping that there'll definitely be some people who are new to the songs, but I think there's also going to be a bunch of people who know the material already. So it'd be nice to sing new songs and see if we can't get that kind of sing-along happening on some new material. I mean, I love playing a bunch of the old stuff, too, and I'm sure that'll be part of the set. But I feel really I feel close to this record right now. I feel strongly about the material. I think it's some of my better tunes to date, and I think they're going to make for good live material because we cut so much of the record in that way that I think that we can bring that feeling to the stage and really have fun with it.
JoelPlaskett.com, the tour dates, the music, the man himself online. Go check it out. And Joel, we wish you good luck with the tour and the rest of 2015.
Thanks, Anthony. Thanks for the time.
Here he is now at number two this week. It's a song from Joel Plaskett and the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. Stick around. Your number one is also on the way after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Jingle, jangle, pocket full of metal. Johnny's in the basement. Hook
I guess I gotta settle for less. He's a mess. Jenny, Jenny, a plastic bag of pennies. Roll them in brown paper, turn them into 20. Walking to the bank, she's knocking. Is there anybody here? Have I made myself clear? I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. Charlene, Charlene, everybody's darling. High on something heavy, she's flying like a starling. Coming down the stairs, she's tripping through a chemistry class. Life's a blast. Billy's down from Sydney, and damn, he's looking handsome. Stumbling down Portland, holding it for ransom. If you got a loony, he'll tell you the dirtiest joke. Hey man, can I bum a smoke? I'm broke. Walking from the bank while we're headed to the National Exchange. Oh, this world is strange. Bro, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Yeah.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number one this week, it's Purity Ring. They have a brand new one out called Another Eternity, and you heard from them, Dust Him. And at number two, debuting at a high spot last week at number eight, and climbing to the number two spot is Joel Plaskett. The Park Avenue Sobriety Test is his new one. You heard a track called Broke, and we had a great conversation with Joel Plaskett this week as well. Always nice to touch base with the fine maritime artist, and maybe he can take the number one spot in the next week or a couple of weeks. It's hard to say what will happen. Definitely there's lots of really popular community radio artists on the charts basically throughout the entire top 50, as there is every week. So we can only just wait and see.
All right, that does it for another countdown. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well. We do this every week, countdown the national top 20 from earshot-online.com. And if you missed any part of the show, you can check it out online. We do record and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Our debut spot, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. All kinds of opportunities for you to catch this program, and you can also download us from radio4all.net or podcast show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and join us next week. Brand new countdown, brand new interviews, all kinds of great stuff on the way for you every week from us. Stick around, there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.